Yeah. So we're in the middle of learning the Mekutei Eitz about Eretz Yisrael. E Efshar Lovei Eretz Yisrael came out of the Yisrael. It's impossible to come into Eretz Yisrael without undergoing some type of pain. That's the way it goes. That's one of the things the Gemara Yisrael says is Nikas B'Yisur. It's something so special. You have to go through pain and through a lot of obstacles to get to it. Right? You got to take off the shell before you get to the fruit. And what's the main Yisurim? What's the biggest obstacle, the biggest deterrent from coming to Eretz Yisrael? You know what it is? Not the money. What's the biggest deterrent from coming to Eretz Yisrael?
Emunah.
The biggest thing is to overcome the obstacle of the Rishaim who speak bad about Eretz Yisrael. That's the biggest obstacle that coming to Eretz Yisrael is overcoming all those Rishaim who speak negative about Eretz Yisrael. See this, you're not going to have money with you, you're not going to have this, you're not going to have that. After a job. Through, we said, we spoke in the letter earlier, a soul who draws down high Torah, then they could humble all the obstacles and all the pains. And according to the amount of and the way, the completeness of the Torah that a person could draw down, makes a bigger tikkun. So too, that's how much you can humble and all the obstacles from coming to Eretz Yisrael.
Remember when I was contemplating coming to Israel, somebody said, what, you're going to go from the frying pan and jump into the fire?
Yeah, well,
did sure. Anyway.
Did anyway, they're in the fire, we're in the frying pan. We're doing good. Jump in the fire. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, it says, when a person comes to ask that was Yisrael, then he's considered a mighty person. Keyboard talk, considered mighty. Person is mighty. Because before a person comes to Eretz Yisrael, then the Pasuk says, Ali Yisrael Chayk Fateh. But afterwards, when a person wins the war, overcomes that war of coming to Eretz Yisrael, now you're called a man of war. Now you're a warrior. Till now you're a weakling, you were nothing. You weren't even in the battle, basically. You weren't even in the war. Now you're already overcome, now you're a soldier in the war. Now you can start fighting. Then you're a gibor. Now you're a warrior, you can fight the army, fight the war of Hashem.
Can you say that even once one does that, he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he gets strength?
Once one comes to the aspect of Eretz Yisrael, which means once he got to Eretz Yisrael, you for sure have the aspect of Eretz Yisrael, then he's already considered almighty.
Spiritual.
Gibor. Yeah, mighty. Right? Because before that, you weren't so mighty. But now, after you won the war, after, it's a war, you have to win. Right? You have to win the war. It's a war, it's a battle. You have to win the war to get to Eretz Yisrael. Once you overcome that war, all those obstacles, once you overcome that war, now you're considered a warrior. You're Ishmael Chami, you're a warrior. Now you have some might, you have some badges, some pins, that you're army pins. Right? Now you can start fighting the war. Now at least you're in the battle. Now you can start fighting the Tzara. Sounds good for us, right? So, we were in the middle of speaking about the importance of learning Torah from the Chavetz Chaim, Chavetz Chaim, Shmiras Halash. Right? So saying how important it is to a person to learn Torah and help other people learn Torah, help their children learn Torah. That many people will say, no, it's hard for my son to learn Torah because the chiglu shaita, it's hard for me. But the emes, when a person looks into himself, will know it's only a tzahara. Some people say it's hard, you don't have money now, it's hard, you can send me something to learn, it's hard. He's saying, because other things, which are just physical, everyone knows how much people put all their strength in, even more than they can. Sometimes they even do to put themselves in danger, right? They put themselves in danger in order to make a living. Sometimes they do things that aren't right between man and man, Sometimes they do things to arm right between men and Hashem. In order, they say, what do you mean? I got to put food on the table. I got to feed the family. Right? When it comes to the teacher on Torah, right, or should know how to serve Hashem, then they say, oh, I can't. It's hard for me. I don't have enough money. Right? Then, when it comes to bringing the son to have a good life in this world, the next world, they say it's hard for me. Like the pasuk says, "Well, I say, Chris, I got to be sure." The message says, as you mentioned, a whole day we're not tired. When it comes time for davening, to serving Hashem, that way you can become tired, right? When we're doing our own business, we're not tired. All of a sudden, then we get tired. When it comes to shir, we get tired.
But they gave it the name Talmud.
It says, really, a person who spends money on other people learning Torah and their children learning Torah, it's not part of the cheshbon, the amount of money they're going to have this year. It's not on the cheshbon. It's not part of the original amount that a person is going to make this year. It's not counted, like the Gemara says, in Beit Zedat Tezayin, that's when we'll get there one day. All of the food of a person is food says, Tezayin, not so far. We did almost 7 daf now. Another 7 daf. We'll be there.
I can understand. Say it again slowly.
We didn't say it yet. No. All the food of a person is set from right from Rosh Hashanah. Besides for the amount he spends on Shabbos, Yom Tov, and is spending money on his children learning Torah. That if you spend a little bit of money, they'll add to you a little bit of money. If you spend a lot of money, they'll add to you a lot of money. So however much you want to spend, it's not part of the cheshbon, however much you were going to have. If you were supposed to get $20,000 this year, you'll get it. It doesn't matter how much you spend on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's not part of the cheshbon. It doesn't go into it. Right? So, right, over here with Chazal, Hashem says, borrow and I'll pay back. So, sirs, whoever teaches their grandson, the Torah says, it's as if he got it from Har Sinai. Right, the Pasuk says, the next word says, the day you stood by Har Sinai. And a person could also merit to live long, him and his children. So, what does the Pasuk say? She'll teach you Torah, the children, Torah. And next one says, Laman Yibur Bimecha Bimei Bineich. Yeah, fine. Baruch Hashem. Now, Baruch Hashem, we're holding the Gemara, Mesech the Speta, the Ches Amar Alf, 8a. Let's start now. All lines at the top, right in the middle of the page. Hashem's helping them. Let's try this to be good. Hechnis Adam Afar Legina. Hechnis Afar Leginas. A person is allowed to put Afar dirt, bring in dirt to his garden. Ulachar Vasar to his wasteland. If he brought it in, Mutter Lachasas Bay. It's not Mukta, and it's Mutter to cover over other things with it. That's case number one. If a person brought in dirt into his garden, it's mutter to cover over whatever he wants. Good? This Rashi says when he brought in a big mound of dirt. Correct? He brought in a big mound of dirt.
Why did it say lamed in front of the dinah
to his garden. He brought it into his garden.
He brought it to his garden?
Yeah, he brought it, hichnes, he entered it, he brought it in, yeah, into his garden.
I thought he was bringing it into his house.
No. It could be also, but the case we gave was you put it into the garden.
So he had the das, he had the intention of using it for these things, for his garden, for his waste, for supersede, for improvements, or whatever.
Yeah, whatever he's trying to do.
He didn't use it for the garden.
He brought it in originally to use it for his garden.
Oh. Okay. Right. More than he grew in. Okay.
He brought it in for his garden.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Rashi explains, since it's still in a big pile, you still have an intention to bring it in for any purpose you want. They usually use sand for a lot of purposes in those days. They use it for kisi adam, they use it for spill. When things spill, they have a dirt floor. You know what you do? You didn't have paper towels, you just put more sand.
They originally had a purpose in mind for bringing it in.
Oh, we're saying, since it originally had a purpose of bringing it in, it was to flatten out, to make my dirt, put a little more dirt all around. I want to make some patches in my dining room. Okay? But since it's still in a big heap, right? Therefore, halakhically, it's not considered mukta, because as long as it's in a heap, my mind is still planning. I'm still planning on using it for multi-purpose.
It's designated for purpose.
So it's designated for multi-purpose, meaning
multi-purpose.
Fine. So therefore, it's not mukta, correct? And those are something spills. I need kisi adam. I get cut. I don't know. These are used sand for everything, right? Good. So Rashi learns this case is that you brought in a big mound of dirt. Therefore, since you left it in a mound of dirt, you're still showing that I want to use it for multi-purpose. Therefore, it's not mukta, it's not just for my garden, it's for any use I need. Good? But Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Maknas Adam, a person could bring in malay kupasai, his basket full of afar of sand, right? A basket full of sand. He'll bring it into his house in Arab Yom Tov. Then the Oizaba Kol Tarka, he could do with it all his needs. It's also not Mukta. So why is that a bigger Chiddush than the case before? What's Rehuda adding? So Rehuda is saying, even when you brought in a small quantity of dirt, it's also, and you brought it in for all purposes, it's also not considered mukta. Because what happened? You brought your little jar of dirt. You come out and you emptied it into someplace on your house. So you would think, it becomes part of the dirt floor. It's part of the dirt floor, Rashi says, maybe. That's what you would think, right? If you bring in a cup of dirt into your house, right, you spill it out. It seems like I'm just putting dirt. I'm not filling up a hole. I don't know what I'm doing, right? It doesn't seem that I'm designating it. So maybe it should be mukta. Kavim Yehuda says, no, here also, if you brought in this little, even a small quantity of dirt, then it's not mukta. I brought in this small cup of multi-purpose dirt. I want to use it for whatever I'm going to need it for. It's not mukta. What do you say, Ezra?
Same will apply, small amount or large amount.
That's a chiddush. That's what Rebbe Yehuda's chiddush.
As long as he's designating it,
it's true.
It's okay.
But the first, it's true. So that's what Rebbe Yehuda's saying. Good. He's saying, even if it's a small amount, you don't assume that just because part of your ground, when you spill it out, you don't assume that now it's part of your floor. Right?
The fact that he brought it in means he's going to use it for a purpose.
Yeah, maybe I already used it, I wanted to make some stuff all over my floor.
But normally it's set aside in a corner. Or is someplace that is designated.
So what?
He sets it aside in like a corner so that he knows where it is. It's designated. It's not designed for it to be part of the ground.
Right.
Part of
oh,
the ground.
Let me say, just the fact that he's bringing it in, that alone designated?
What's that? Yes.
Just the fact that he's bringing it in.
No, not...
That designated.
It would.
Out for all the other dirt outside.
But what about if you have another a reason why it shouldn't be designated? I have a good reason why it shouldn't be designated, because you spilled it out and it's just a small amount of dirt. Maybe you just try to make some, fill up some patches in your house. It's really, they had sand floors. So you dumped it out. And maybe it's just a sand floor.
That's fine.
That's the corner. Next, I say next. Fine. I want to say, but still, even then, even if you put it in the corner, still, it's still considered designated.
Can you also say that there's a hinnish about with the like the usability? Because before we were talking about the egg. It's all the same price, but about the egg.
Right.
And then that if you have the egg, I mean, I'm sorry, not the egg. If you can, the ashes that are still burning, like if it's hot enough to cook an egg, as long as you still have that use of burning, you can use it for covering, right? And then the next step would be. You wanted to use the dirt in your gan to spread it out evenly, you still have another reason.
Right.
Here it's like another level where you don't even have like a first use. It's just like it's a completely psalm.
Right. Multi-purpose. You know,
like multiple use. So that would,
right.
That's the.
In the second case, did he pour it out?
Yeah, he poured it out. He poured it out. According to Rashi, learned he poured it out.
That's
the pile. Still in a pile, though.
It's in a pile.
Yeah,
it's a small pile. It's a very small pile, but he poured it out.
So it's still loose.
Still loose. Yeah, sure, it's still loose. Well, it's not sitting well. Over the machnas, other blood quasi, other ice blood quasi. There is Marzutra. Marzutra expounded. Mishmei the Marzutra Rabba. Marzutra, in the name of Marzutra Rabba, which means they say Rabba. Why is he the great Marzutra? He was in an earlier generation. So Mr. Small said in the name of Mr. Small, who was bigger than him. Marzutra really means Mr. Small. That's what Zutra means, small. So Mr. Small said in the name of Mr. Small, senior.
What does it even mean, Mr. Small? Is it just like a
stop? It's a name. Probably because they weren't big. Yeah. Probably you get the nickname Mr. Small, because usually, unless he was very tall, they just did it like. Unless he was huge, so they just called him Mr. Small. Probably they were small. The first one, maybe he's named as his grandfather, the next guy, but. The second one, second time. But Marzutra said the name of the Marzutra senior.
Yeah.
But who, this, that Rabbi Huda said that it's not mukta, is specifically in a scenario, sheyichad loy, that you singled out for it, like yichad, like echad, karen zavis the corn. When does Rabbi Huda say that it's still considered prepared dirt? When is it considered prepared dirt? When you put it in the corn. Because if you didn't put it in the corner, even Rabbi Huda would agree that it becomes part of your dirt floor. The small cup of dirt will become part of your floor.
The small cup of dirt that Rashi says was poured out, is poured out in the corner of your house, it still has the designation.
Right. Perfect. Perfect. Right? That is going to still have a designation. Good. But if it's in the middle of your house, even Rabbi Huda would agree it's not called designated. Let's see Rashi HaKadosh. Hichnis Afar. 10 lines down in the narrow lines. Ches over Aleph. Hichnis Afar. So Rashi says, Harbe. A lot. You brought in a lot of dirt, Rashi says. Good? So Hichnis Afar Harbe. You brought in a lot of dirt. How did Rashi know there was a lot of dirt? The Gemara didn't say it. Because then, Rashi didn't understand what the second case is adding on. Right? So Rashi says it must be the first case in the price that is a lot. And review this chiddush is even when it's a little dirt, it's also still considered designated. Good? The first case is a lot, Rashi understood, and the second case is a little. So hichnis afar harbe. That's the case of the price of the Tanakh, the muck of echad in one place. Letzaruch kinasta, either is for the need of your garden, or for the need of your waistline. Now, what did you want to do with it? Your original intent, what you brought it, was l'shaitcha. What does shateach mean? Shatuach. To spread it. Not that your original intent to bring this big mound of dirt, the reason why you ordered the truck to drop off this huge mound of dirt was really because you wanted to level out, put another level to your garden. Still, even though that was your original intent, that was why you ordered this dirt, and that's why you brought it in. Mutter lechasas, but still it's mutter to cover with it. Still mutter lechasas, but it's still mutter to cover with it. Why? I brought it in for a muksa reason. I brought it in for a reason to spread out. Why is it designated for yom tov? The chol's man, because all the time, shehu, tzabur, all the time that it's still tzabur, what's tzabur? So it's like tzibur. It's a tzibur. Gathered. As long as all still gathered. Da'ate alui, your mind is on it. L'chol shracha, for all your needs. So even, right? So even though your original intent was for a muksa reason, it was non-designated, you were planning on using it for a purpose, you can't use it on Yom Tov. Since it's still in a mound, those days you still have your mind on it to use it for a use that's considered designated. What do you say, Rabbi Abraham? It's good?
Is it necessary to say that it was brought in for his garden or house. If it was brought in only for his house, it would be brought in for a specific reason, not for a general reason.
But we're saying even then it's still good, because as long as it's still an amount, even though your main intent and your future intent is
either or, you're not designated.
It's still considered
it to use either in your house or in your garden, which means it's general. That doesn't mean either for your house.
It could mean that also. Say even if it was just for your house or just for your garden, since it's still in a mound, it's still in a pile, therefore, and not spread out, therefore, your mind is on. We don't think like that, because we don't use sandbags in our house, right? But, right, unless it's like it's snowing, it's icy outside, you want to put sand down, right? Or the oil spill, car's leaky. Usually we don't use sand, right? But in those days, that's how it was. It was they used to use the sand for a lot of different purposes. Right? It's cheap. Go outside. Dig it up. If something spills, you just put down some more sand.
And the fact that it's still gathered together in a mound, that's why we call it designated.
Correct. Exactly. And the chiddush is even the bright. What's the chiddush of the braisa? Even though my original intent, and it could be my future intent, is to end up spreading it out, since it's still in a mound, that self takes it out of mukta. That makes it designated for a permitted use. And therefore, it's not mukta.
Because that's, they have one purpose for it, it's considered multi-purpose.
I don't know. I have multi-purpose. There's many purposes for it. Car is only one purpose.
I used to have one purpose, so then it's also considered multi-purpose.
What's my one purpose?
You spread it out.
Yeah, but that would be usher on Shabbos. If my whole purpose was just to spread it out for prohibited use, then it would be mukta. I mean, it has to be designated for something permitted on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. I mean, just because it's designated for something usher, then it's considered mukta because you're going to do something usher with it.
But that's why he's bringing it in, to spread it out. Is that what he said? Why is he bringing it in the first place?
Because even though you might have thought it's mukta, because let's say you only plan on spreading the sand out. Is that called designated, that I could touch it? If all you want to do is spread it out. Still mukta on Shabbos because you want to do something usher with it. No. I need it to be designated for a permitted use.
Once you designate it, it's not mukta, right?
It's not really. Depends what you designate it for. Once you designate it for a permitted use,
just to spread out,
that's still mukta. Because it's not for.
So then you can't do it.
You can't do it. But since, as long as it's still in the pile, it's considered that I want to use it for other uses. Cover a spill, to glue kisi adam, to throw at people, whatever I need it for.
Why does it specifically say to bring it in for two uses?
It's a chiddush.
You're telling me that you can't spread it out in your garden, you can't spread it out in your house. Those are usher acts.
Right.
Then why would you have bring it in? Why would it be prohibited if you designated your mind for those uses? Why would it be permissible for you to use that for something else on the Yom Tov?
Because we're saying that if it's still in a mound, you also intended.
Correct. If it's still in a mound, it still could be intended
for many.
Not only those two uses, but for other uses.
Correct.
I think going along with as far as the reason it was two is because it's not saying that it's not used for anything definite. The fact is, it's could be listing two means
correct.
That it's used for multiple purposes and any other purpose.
Correct.
Is that could be.
But you're saying the right Pshat and Rashi, correct?
Because it's multi-purpose, could use it for spreading it around?
No, you're not using it for spreading it around. Shabbos, also to spread it around. You're not a full home. Since you had in mind to use it for covering up spills and for kisei adam, and I know it's multi-purpose then now, I have many uses in those days you used to use it for, that's where it takes it out of mukta. The fact that I'm going to spread it, it's still mukta.
Or really could say that you brought it into the designation of using it for to cover in your garden or to cover do your home repairs. Why it's sitting in a pile, you could have used it to say, well, it's already in my house, maybe I would use it for spills or for other purposes also. That's the designation. The more makes you think that you brought it in for those two purposes as the designation.
Okay, but that's the original. That's the
you brought it in for those uses, but you redesignated it for the
correct. Yom Tov. That's right. That's the chiddush, meaning, right, correct. Perfect. That's what you need Rashi to help us understand what the Gemara is saying. Oh, so let's see the next case. That's the first case. What's the next case? Machnes, let's see the next Rashi. Machnes Adam, a person could bring in Molly Kupase offer, his basket full of dirt. This time, here you stand, brooded it. No original intention for the garden, for this, for that. You wrote in your little sand, cup of sand. Stop. For no specific reason. The nice of a makam echad. And you put it in one place. Like the wise say, you put it in the corner. For by culture, and you want to do with it, kulturachav, you want to do with it all your needs. Wrote it for whatever I'm going to need it for. So what's the chedesh of Yehuda that it's not mukta? Obviously not. It's designated for a permitted use. For any permitted use I'm going to need. What's the chiddush? Lai amrina, we don't say batal Allah, it becomes batal, becomes nullified. Legabe karka habayis to the ground of the house. Right? You don't say that because batal to the ground of the house, I need the zutra since it's very small, since it's a very small quantity. Zutra means small, if you just had my zutra.
Right?
So we don't say that because that's the chiddush of Yehuda. So even though you brought it in for a designated use, multi-purpose use, you're going to use it for a permitted reason. But since it's such a small quantity, you might think, since it's such a small quantity, it just comes part of the ground, that you can't designate such a thing. Kavi really says, no, you can designate such a thing. If you designate it, it's good enough for us. However, this is only comes my Zotra, the name of my Zotra Rabbi teaches us. For who sheyichidla, this is only when you specified for it, we said a corner. Right? The light shatran, Rashi, you didn't yet spread out the small quantity of sand. The muhacha milsa, that this thing proves to us, muhacha is it proves to us. Milsa, this thing proves to us. The latrachav kabayla, that you need it for your trachav. Right? The latrachav kabayla. You need it for your needs, and therefore it's not mukta because you need it for your uses. Uva afar tituach kama, and of course Rashi reminds us that we refer to over here soft dirt. She'ena mechusar, it's not lacking. Lachafira, not no digging, but look at this, it's not lacking any digging or crumbling up. Ela hachana, the only thing you might have been lacking here was hachana, preparing it. But since, in this case, I brought it in this cup, and I put it in the corner, so therefore, Rashi, the only issue you might have had here is hachana, right? It's preparing, right?
But did you say it was the chasor here in the house?
Lacking, like missing, like chasor, lacking.
Well, like, what does that mean,
hachush? We're actually, we're not lacking here, you're not lacking digging. In our scenario,
I see, I thought it was one of the things, not the...
No, it's not. In a chusr, yeah. You're not lacking lochafir.
You're not lacking this.
Good.
So Rashi said, even though it would be, it did have clumps or it wasn't crushed.
No, he's saying there was nothing there. He's saying it's no issue. There's no issue.
No issue that it does have clumps and it doesn't. It's prepared. It's already prepared dirt. Which one? I don't understand what Rashi said. The fact is that it's already fine dirt in the quarantine and all that.
The only issue you might have here is the preparation.
Preparation.
Right? It's not a problem of digging and not a problem of grinding. Everything's fine. All the other issue of taking care of. You don't have any other issue here? Ela hachana. Only issue you might have, the only thing we're worried about is the preparing. And that you have, of course, in this case, review the saying. It's considered prepared. Good?
Last time, how do you read it? Because it's like a double negative.
She'eno
masor lo.
Not lacking. Yeah, it could be.
There's not a lacking. It's like not lacking like that.
Nor this,
like
nor that. She'eno lo. You're not lacking. Look, if you're not digging, look katisha, nor it's katisha. Elo, the only you must be, rather the only thing you could be lacking is the hachana, the preparation. And that review is saying is you have the preparation here. Good. Fine. Comes tomorrow and asks Meisvei. Meisvei, kvi ein shechten oisav yomtov. Kvi, you cannot shechten on yomtov. You can't shechten on yomtov, right? What's a kvi? It's an animal which we're not sure if it's a chaya or a behemoth. It's a suffix. If it goes into the, right? It's a suffix. if it goes, if it's considered a wild animal or a domesticated animal? What's the difference? Because there's only a mitzvah of kisei adam, of covering the blood, either a bird or a wild animal. On a behemoth, there's no mitzvah of kisei adam. You don't have to cover the blood.
That means if it was a deer, you do not have to cover the adam.
I don't know what a deer is.
A deer is a wild animal.
But a deer is a wild animal.
So you do have to. Only a chaya. Behemoth you don't have to. A cow you do not have to.
Fine, the opposite.
If you want to have a book, a poem, it's, it tells the difference between the chaya and what's chaya, what's not. It's machoikis.
I'm a chaya.
Are you on the chaya? Why? Bring it.
Not in English.
Sounds good.
Why don't we cover the blood of the...
That's the Torah says. There's no mitzvah to cover the blood. There's no such mitzvah. The Torah says, but pasuk only chai or bur. Okay, we're trying to focus on the Gemara now. We're not saying the reason. We know the reason. I'm not saying the reason. No, we're not going into it. We're trying to focus on our Gemara now. Kvi ain't shechter isa v'yamtum. A kvi, you don't shechter on yamtum. Right? You're not allowed to shechter on yamtum. Right? V'im shechadu, but if you cover it, in mechasid as damai, you do not cover the blood. Right? So what are we saying here? The kfi, you do not shechter on yom tov. The im shechetu, if you did shecht it, even if you already shechted it, ain't mechasin es tamei, you're not allowed to cover the blood. That's what it says over here. That's Allah. Let's see Rashi kfi. Rashi says, safik chaya, we're in doubt if it's considered a chaya, or safik behema, or we're in doubt if it's a behema. Right? Ein shechten oisav yomtiv, you're not allowed to shechten on yomtiv. Why? Mishum, because the shema chayah, maybe it's really considered a chayah, but it's tzarach kisoy, and it needs to be covered up. The hu eino yachal lachasa oisav yomtiv, but he's not able to cover it on yomtiv. The ketani, like we told earlier, I mean, this person is not able to cover it over. Why? Because let's say the scenario is he does not have prepared dirt. He doesn't have dug up dirt. He doesn't have all. So what are we saying here? A person has a kavir. They don't have prepared dirt on Erev Yom Tov, right? So then I'll let a shecht it. Why? Because by you shechting it, if you're not going to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of kisei adam, right? You're negating a mitzvah of seder raisa of doing kisei adam. By you shechting now, and you don't have sand to cover it over, you're gonna go against, you're not going to fulfill a mitzvah saseh. So you're not going to put yourself in a situation where you're not going to do the mitzvah saseh of kisei adam.
How do you know it's prepared dirt? Where is it saying prepared dirt?
It's no prepared dirt. You don't have anything.
How do you know there's no prepared dirt? Is it, couldn't it just be the fact that it's a sepik if it's a mitzvah derisa or not a mitzvah derisa?
So why can't you do it? So do it just in case. What do you do during the week? Let's say during the week you have a kli, you're allowed to shech that. Don't make a bracha on this. Put down kisei adam without a bracha. Just in case, put down some dirt. What's the problem? Why can't I shecht it? Shecht it and then put down the dirt without a bracha. Right? It must be. You don't have dirt here. That's our case. Right? We don't have prepared dirt, let's say.
You don't have prepared dirt.
At this
you
point,
dirt all over the place.
Why does it say tuna? You didn't have soft dirt. You need soft dirt. Not always you have soft dirt around. It's like almost like sand, very soft. Right?
So to say that you don't cover it is not that it's a suffix if it's the rest or not the rest. You say it's a suffix and not having dirt or not. Or you don't cover it because you don't have a dirt. That's what the Gemara is saying. You don't suffix. Ain't the chassin is that you don't cover the blood. You don't check it and you don't cover the blood. It's saying that you don't do that because of not having earth prepared.
Right.
Not because it's a suffix of
behemoth
or a
hive. Yeah, we'll have to see why. Correct. It's saying you don't cover the dirt, but you're right. We don't cover the dirt. Good. Since you don't have the dirt prepared, you can't cover it.
I know that the case is that there's not prepared, not this case that we don't push off the muksa status.
Then why are they talking about it later? Then why do they have such a status later? Why are they try to say that later? Right now, why is assuming they don't enter. Why what do we have? What do you push on the set?
You didn't feel very prepared. It's muksa machmas.
How muksa?
Which means that if you wanted to do it to cover blood, which isn't a mitzvah to do.
I'm not sure if it's a mitzvah.
It's only using for a real purpose.
Of course the purpose. I have a subak deraisa. I have to use it. I have a subak, but I'm chayav deraisa to cover this blood.
So then if you have I thought when we said that even if you have dirt prepared, you still shouldn't check with it.
When do we say that? If your mom's prepared and everything, and that was because the decker was stuck in. If you have 100% prepared dirt, it's fine. We had a case because we had a bit in Beis Hillel. They don't want you to do the chatchila because not in a case where it's not mom's prepared. Beis Hillel don't want you to do the chatchila. Where do we have to do it? The chatchila. Beis Hillel, the chatchila.
I thought the chatchila was going even if you have dirt prepared. Even if you have dirt prepared, you shouldn't be shechted.
Why not?
Because of the muksa. I mean that maybe you don't want to give your head to move the dirt.
It's not muksa.
It's a topic of the mitzvah or not.
But let's say it's not muksa b'chla. I prepared this dirt for me 400%. I designated it. I mean, to be shabbat, still is different.
But it's not considered a use. It's not considered a real use for the dirt.
So why is it not a real use? Of course, it's a real use. The topic of mitzvah deraisa. So okay, that's a very real use. I the Torah commands during the week. I have a very real use. I have to cover this blood. It's a stomach mitzvah deraisa. It's a very big use. No?
Okay.
Sure, it's a big use. So what are we saying here? Meisvei, what's our question? Kvi ein shechter oisei b'yamtev. Kvi, you're not allowed to shechter on yamtev. Ve'im shechter hu ein mechasta. You're not allowed to shechter in a case I don't have dirt to cover it over. So you're not allowed to do a shechita if I know I'm not going to be able to do a mitzvah of covering it over. Now they put yourself in a situation where you can't do the mitzvah of the rice. Say, kvi ein shechter sabiyam. De'im shechatu, and even if you already shechted it, even after the fact, still ein mechasin es tami, you're still not allowed to cover its blood. Correct? Good? You're still not allowed, even with the yevet, you don't have dirt, you're not allowed. But we read Rashi, let's see Rashi again. Ve'im shachatu ein mechasin es tami, right? Rashi says, if you slaughter it, you cannot cover the blood. Why? To shema behemu. Maybe it's really a behemo. It's not considered a chay. Ve'in by mitzvahs kisui. There's no mitzvah of kisui yada. And therefore, ve'in v'tazlo na afra l'kach.
That's why I thought it was an issue of muksa, because this is an ain't talking, we're not worried about anything. We're talking about talking. Why doesn't Rashi talk about digging or anything? We're not talking about talking.
What's the problem with muksa? What's the problem with muksa?
I don't know, but there's so many issues with the dirt. Why are we talking about talking here?
What's the other issue with the dirt? It's already dug. It's already ash, ready told. It's already dug. Everything's fine.
And it's prepared?
No, it's not prepared.
So what do you mean then? That's prepared.
No, it's not. Tasha's not prepared. That's what I'm saying. If it was prepared,
you're saying that it was already done, it was already broken up, it was already set aside, but it wasn't prepared. That's what.
Wasn't set aside. Yeah.
Compared to the previous mission, that's what prepared.
Yeah, it wasn't set aside. It wasn't prepared to use.
It was piled up. That means it's prepared. So it's already prepared.
It's not piled up. It's not piled up in this case. Nothing. I took it from outside. I ground the dirt outside, and it's outside. It's muksa.
That's not just muksa. It's like it's also collecting. It's gathering. It's a lot of issues there. We're
in a case where you already have the case of Yehuda, which means you already have your multi-purpose dirt in your house, and still it's a problem. You have your multi-purpose little cup of sand in your house, right? You have your sand in your house, and still you're not allowed to use it since it's a suffix.
So it is like that. It's an issue in one sense. That's what Rashi's saying. It's also not all the issues.
I think the only issue we have here is muktzah. I'm saying we have an issue of muktzah here. But I don't know. In the case of Vali also, why is it a ask?
You're saying that it's a subject derisive, so it's a big use, so maybe it's not.
Because the question, you really, as you're trying to understand everything, why are you going to try to understand in a second? Like, what's your problem exactly here, right? Right now, we're saying the case is that it's muktzah. And therefore, we're not meaning you really ask yourself in the case of Vali also as the safety. It's true, we'll get to it. It's true. Why are we going to try to figure that out? Why are we going to speak about that? Right now we're saying you don't have dirt that's prepared. You have dirt that's mukta, right? And you have a case where you have a suffix chai, suffix behema. It's a suffix chai, suffix behema. So we say you're not allowed to use the muksa to cover it. Good. You have prepared. Your dirt is. Oh. So the Gemara is going to ask, what's the Gemara's question? What do we say? You can't check. Gemara is saying the im isa. Let's say the Gemara. The im isa. If there is one. If there is such a thing of Rabbi Yehuda, of sand cup that's multi-purpose, that's not muksa, just use the Rabbi Yehuda's sandbox and cover over the kisya dar, right? If Rabbi Yehuda is correct that you could make a multi-purpose sandbox and then use that for kisya dar, right? So why can't you just take everyone has in their house their emergency, their sand kits, right? Your multi-purpose sand kit. So just do kisya dar. It's not muksa. That was Rabbi Yehuda's chiddush. What was Rabbi Yehuda's whole chiddush? When you have a small quantity of dirt, you don't say it's bottled to the ground. You say it's not muksa. Use it for whatever you want. So why can't you say the Rabbi Yehuda's sand kit to do kisya da?
On the stuffing.
Yeah, it's not muksa. You're telling me it's muksa. All your sand is muksa. You didn't prepare sand. So use your Rabbi Yehuda's sand box. That's my question. If there is any question, Rabbi Yehuda. If it's true that the Rabbi Yehuda's shita is true, that you could have a multi-purpose sandbox, l'chas, could Rabbi Yehuda cover it according to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, and everything should be fine. L'chas, they cover it over the kisya yadam. And how look, Rabbi Yehuda, that's not muksa, it's this multi-purpose sandbox. So what do I mean to ask? For the fact that we don't give you this option to use your Rabbi Yehuda sandbox, must mean we don't like that sandbox. We consider that box to still be muksa. Right? The price of Kana says if you have a kvi, you're stuck. You can't check. Right? What do you mean? Why can't you use it? You review the sandbox. You have a review that told me something called a multi purpose sandbox. So take dirt from there and do kisiyada. Must be. We don't hold such a thing. If we don't give you that option, it means we don't hold it to such a thing, that there's no such thing. You have to designate your sand for your purpose. You can't make a multi-purpose sandbox. That's what it seems for me, and there's no such thing. So you didn't have it, you never designated sand for doing shechting this animal. Your sand is muksa. You want the sand to cover over your spills in your sand kit, so cover over your spills. Right? Do whatever you want. But there's no such thing of a multi-purpose sandbox. That's the word I want to know. That's what it seems. If there is such a concept, so why can't you shecht your feet and use your sand? Kaz Marin asks, Ultameich, according to your reasoning, L'chaseh be'efer kiru abedekir na'ot, why do you also ask a question that Bryce should give me the option to cover it either with the ashes from my oven or with the shovel stuck in the ground? What are you telling me?
If you can't use the multi-purpose sandbox, why can't you use the decker stuck in the ground or the ashes? That's what it's saying.
So it must be.
Which are
for sure
designated.
Not. For sure they're designated. You're asking me a question. If review the option is true, multi-purpose sandbox, so why don't you use it? Must be, the Bryce didn't give you that option, it must be, there's no such option.
It's not designated.
Because that's not designated. Wait a second. So why don't you let me use?
Why don't you bring in Gomorrah? Why don't you use Rabbi Yehuda's previous Torah?
Not Rabbi, whatever, the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us.
These are just ways to repair it. Why can't repair it?
There are ways to do it. There are mutter ways to do it. Either the ashes, or the decker notes. So what must, so you're not going to tell me the Mishnah is wrong. Okay, wait, tell me. Since Rabbi Yehuda, the Braisa didn't give us your option, must be your option's wrong. Right? Must be your sandbox is wrong, that's not considered designated. So if so, say the same thing on the Mishnah. Then we say, since we didn't give you the option of the Mishnah is wrong. We don't say such a thing, right? Maybe we should say also, since I didn't give you the option of Decker Noos, must be the Mishnah is wrong. You don't say that. What must be? If you didn't give me the options of the Mishnah, what must be?
Why?
Must be. Oh, the less light. Must be you don't have them. That's the Gemara says. Not because they're not a good option. El de Letzel, you don't have them. Right? El de Letzel, it must be, why didn't you give me these options for the Mishnah?
Right.
Because they're not available. Right?
Not available as options or not available?
They're not here. They're not available to me.
Okay.
So, Hachanami. De Letzel, here also, so in our case also, you don't have the review of the sandbox. What are you telling me? Since the price didn't tell you could use your Rehuda sandbox, it must be there's no such thing. Why are you jumping to conclusions? Why can't the case just be you don't have it? You don't physically have the Rehuda sandbox. You never made multi-purpose stands before Shabbos. Right? Why are you jumping to conclusions? Since the price didn't give me that option, it must be that option doesn't exist. That option does exist. To me, it's not available. Just like the case of the Mishnah, Zekir knows, and these cases are, and Afrikir are not available. So this case also is not available. Of course the Rabbi Yehuda is correct. There is such a thing. So Gemara says basically you can't ask, it's not, this price is not a proof against Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a proof against Rabbi Yehuda.
So basically it's challenging Rabbi Yehuda, but basically it's challenging Rabbi Yehuda? Since the basically it's challenging Rabbi Yehuda, it's not that the basically proved you're wrong, it's just we're learning from Mesa Bay that these were not even options to begin with. There were no other
we're not learning from the Mesa Bay. We're answering on the Mesa Bay. We're answering these options never existed. You can't prove to me
it existed or didn't exist, I'm sorry.
They weren't available.
Fine.
That's our answer. Your question was if the Bryson didn't give you these options, it means the option Rabbi Huda's option of a multi purpose set that doesn't exist. Right? Or say it's not true. Not that it didn't exist. It's just it was unavailable. The same way you didn't give me the options of our Mishnah, of Dekir Nos, Afer Kira, right? Doesn't mean they're not options. They are options. They do exist. Which is unavailable. So review this case also. It is an option. Review this case. Unavailable. We don't have it. That's not the same. Over here, we don't have it. So therefore, we don't have any question on review. Right? So then why is on review we have no questions? This price is not a question. It's not a proof against review, though. So we're saying the case is not available.
And that's why it's saying that you don't check it or you don't check it to begin with.
Yeah, therefore the case shall be given because it's unavailable. Not because the option doesn't exist. It does exist. Let's see Rashi, the Im Issa, right, the two narrow lines up. The Im Issa was Rashi, the Im Issa. The Yesh Afar Shemucha L'chol Tzarchei Adam. If there is dirt which is prepared for all the needs of a person, if there is such an option like Rabbi Huda, there is something that's called prepared. Afilu hu behema, even if it's behema. L'chastia, cover it over. You have multi-purpose sand. It's not muksa. So we said, could there be Huda? Ruben, is this here?
Yes.
Is this here?
Is this here?
Fine, so 1 second. He's here?
He's
oh, he's waiting for him. Stop over here. Stop over here. Fine, see.
Go ahead.